WESA celebrates 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.
To teach people how to prepare fresh food that's both nutritious and affordable, that's Northside chef Claudie Pierre's mission. For the past 4 years, Pierre has run a community program called EAT, which stands for Empowering, Awareness, and Training. He spoke about the initiative with 90.5 WESA's Elaine Effort.
Why do you take time out from your restaurant and your catering businesses to hold healthy cooking demonstrations and workshops?
Well, health is wealth. So as we're trying to pour into our communities and, you know, talk about the sustainability of our neighborhoods, the one thing that we have to remember is self-care. We have to eat right. If you eat crap, you're going to feel like crap. Not just how to prepare meals, but also how to source it, how to find affordable, tasty opportunities for you to be healthy.
Now, you've been holding workshops. You had one at a church. What do you do there?
So it was with the AARP at Ebenezer Baptist Church in the Historic Hill District. We did a healthy cooking demonstration, talked about the benefits of, you know, roasting or baking chicken, fresh vegetables and fruit, you know, not having to cook your greens for 10 hours, you know, with a ham shank in order for it to taste good. So just really talk to some of our senior citizens about the benefits of working out and actually eating healthy at even a more seasoned age so that they're living longer and feel better.
And some of our communities, however, are considered food deserts. They don't have a place where you can go and buy fresh produce.
One thing I will say is that people say it's expensive because of that reason, right? They say, hey, you know what? It's hard to find good food. It's hard to locate good food and pay for it. But I say, which one is more expensive? Going to the hospital because you have high blood pressure and diabetes and you need all types of medications? Or taking some time out and actually making a list, finding out where their local farmers market is, calling some friends, going together, you know, putting some thought and some money behind you eating healthy. That's not as expensive as the bills that you're going to accumulate because you're not healthy. So when you break it down like that, it's a long-term investment, and it's actually really inexpensive.
But why is that important to you?
It's important to me because I was fortunate enough to have some really strong mentors, and I got to see Black excellence, and I got to see minorities. I got to see, you know, people from different countries come here and have a wonderful opportunity to grow businesses. I got to see, you know, teachers who didn't just teach, they helped the community. They were here, and I am that person. And so I have to pay it forward. I have to make sure that we lift as we climb. And we have to make sure that, you know, these next generations, as they're getting disconnected from the social aspect of things, that we connect back with them. And what's the best way to do it? Through their stomachs. Yes.
Thank you very much, Chef Claudie Pierre.
Great, thank you.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series WESA celebrates 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories at wesa.fm/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.